Q4, it can make or break any brand. And I think that is absolutely where we need to start with today's episode. Welcome to episode 10.
Welcome back.
We are back. And I've got my fantastic team. So we've got Laura and Phoebe with me. And we are here today to talk all about quarter four. We are going into the busiest time of year. It's my favourite time of year. It's the most stressful. It's the busiest. So I think let's start there.
Perfect place to start.
Let's go. So quarter four, let's think about, I am a food brand. I've got a product to market. And I'm thinking about, where do I start with quarter four with my marketing? Laura, where do you start?
Oh my God, it's such a minefield. Where do you start in reality? But I think having a plan, I think you have to plan it out. If you just kind of wing it, you can wing it further down the line when things are already going well, but starting out, you just need that strong plan and that strong strategy. And I think without that, you're kind of just going to be throwing money at things and hoping it sticks. So that's my...
And I think as well, quarter four is a really interesting one because... for most brands that we work with, quarter four equates to the majority of their revenue share through the year, right? So if I'm a food and drink brand and I'm seasonal and quarter four is huge for me, it could be 90% of my business that I'm generating that revenue in 3 months of the year. Like, that's really daunting when you think about it like that, isn't it? And it's really scary because you're upweighting. Well, you're downweighting the rest of the year and upweighting it in those last 3 months. And it's like, it's showtime.
It's big time.
Yeah. So I think it's that nervousness, I think. And I feel the nervousness. And I know we shouldn't because we are experts.
We're the confident ones.
Yeah. Just pretend it's
excitement. It's not nervousness, it's excitement.
They feel the same.
Yeah, exactly that. But it's that, it's now.
Like,
all of that hard work that we do with our clients throughout the year goes into quarter four, and it's now's the time to shine.
It's the time.
Yeah. And now's the time for us to shine as well. So
true. This is when we kind of get to be more creative, get to actually like give more suggestions, give more kind of lead the way a little bit more. Because obviously a lot of our clients come to us and be like, right, okay, this is our goals. How do we get there?
Yeah.
And I think that this is the time where we can actually go, right, we are the experts.
Yeah. So you kind of started with mistakes, i.e. like what not to do in quarter four. And one of those is you absolutely need a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what else do we see happens a lot in quarter four? What else do brands in our space, clients that we know of without naming any names, what are those sort of mistakes that people are making and brands are making going into quarter four?
Starting too late, surely.
Yeah, nailed it. So... what do you mean by that, Phoebs? What is too late?
Well, come September, you should know exactly the plan and know what you're doing. I feel like we've had brands come to us before in like October and they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you're like, okay, well, that's not ideal.
It's not ideal.
I think we actually had some in November.
We had November panic last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all holidays were off the cards. Literally nothing was happening other than quarter four. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. But yeah, you've absolutely nailed it. Spot on. It is timing, and timing is so key. I think the number one place to start is thinking about, when's your last delivery date? Because that's where we start. So again, Laura, you know, you head up that sort of client side for KW Marketing and clients. But the first question you would always say is, when is your last delivery date?
Do you have enough delivery slots? Because the last thing you want is to be like, we've run out of delivery slots.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's just sad.
And that's where you can then get to the point where you might have to turn delivery off because you've not worked out the volumes. You've not worked out, okay, if I turn on some other arm of or angle of marketing, have I then made sure that production and packaging and delivery and everything behind the scenes can then fulfill the extra orders that you're going to get? So I guess what we're saying is start with last order date.
Yeah.
Really good place to start when you're thinking about your plan. And then what other things go into that plan?
But I think it's about, like you said, last order date, number one, offers. You've got so many big moments in Q4.
Like, and I feel like it's the competition of the offers as well.
Yeah.
Because you can offer something, but then if you've got a competitor that's offering more, then who's someone going to go to?
Yeah.
There's kind of a little bit of that goes on as well.
Yeah. And when you say offers, so let's break that down because, again, you know, when clients come to us, And again, I see it a lot. It's, we've offered 50% off. We've done 75% off. And I'm like, what?
Are you making money?
Yeah, yeah, that's the key
that's
thing.
That's not a thing. And I think when you think about offers for quarter four, what types of offers are you talking about? Are you talking about bundles? Are you talking about discounts?
Especially if you're doing ads, bundles mm-hmm. are incredible.
And the free delivery offer will always win in my eyes.
Yeah.
But bundles for your AOV, amazing. So get
and what's an AOV, Laura?
Average order value.
Yeah.
So it was like, if I say this wrong.
Yeah.
But to get that up, you're selling, in theory, you're selling one sale, but you're getting the profit of three items, which is or four or whatever is in the bundle, which is so, so powerful. And people feel like, oh, well, I could buy that and I could do three different people's presents.
Yeah.
So you're just making everyone's life that little bit easier as well. So thinking about you as a consumer, what is easier? And at Christmas, we're all buying so many people presents.
Yeah.
If I can just bulk buy them, go, oh, that can go to them, that can go to them, that can go to them.
Yeah.
Oh, you've made my life a little bit easier.
And I think from a brand perspective, that then becomes easier. Like you say, your AOV goes up,
yeah.
So your average order value goes up, which means you need less new customers because it's less purchases yeah. at a higher value.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also from a fulfillment perspective, when you're thinking about sending those products out the door, it's also easier because you're bulking them together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think one challenge that clients always say to me is, Kate, like, we don't have the facilities to bundle things together and make it really great,
yeah.
a gift packet pack or whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
And I think what's really important to note is don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a bundle could just be three jars together in a package.
Literally
that's
so
sent
simple.
To one customer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be with a red ribbon around it. And
I don't think you really expect that now either.
No.
Like it's not. If I was ordering a bundle of something online, say as a Christmas present, had the idea of, you know, giving it out
yeah.
to people.
I don't necessarily want it wrapped.
I would never expect, because obviously quite often there's the gift wrap option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if, unless that is there as an option, I would never expect that.
No.
From, and it's always more money to give.
Exactly. When I could do it nicely at home.
Yeah. And I've actually really liked
me
gift
too.
Therapeutic.
So thinking about your quarter four plan, start with your last delivery date,
yeah.
then go with your offers.
Yeah.
I think the other really important part to think about for your quarter four plan is your website. And I think
100%.
This gets overlooked a lot. I think, you know, you think about, okay, I'm going to turn ads on, I'm going to do emails. And
if
Christmas
your website's not functioning, then people aren't going to be spending there really.
You're going to push people to it and they'll go,
like, your ads
nah.
are just then are pointless.
Wasted yeah. money. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and when we talk about your website, I think key things to think about are, is there any friction in the purchase journey? Like, is there anything?
Have you got to press too many buttons to get
yeah.
there?
How many clicks
in essence,
does it take me to check out?
Yeah. How many clicks does it take me to add that product to my basket and then have it on my doorstep? And I think that's really important,
so important.
Especially like Phoebe says, when you've got ads on, really, really important.
I think loading speeds are I find loading speed
for website.
Thing.
Yeah.
If
the website's
like,
lagging.
Yeah. yeah. And I think as well, attention spans are so much
yeah.
shorter. And I think the average load time is between sort of 3 to 5 seconds. So when you think about that, you've got 3 to 5 seconds to get in front of your customers.
It's
and
not long.
Tell them who you are, what you do and everything else. Like, it's just, it's an impossible task.
Yeah.
So website speed is so, mm-hmm. so key. And then another really good tactic for Christmas is thinking about when you add a product to your basket, how can you then upsell and cross sell?
Mm-hmm.
How can you
yeah.
get people to add more? So you are our resident shop online shopper, right? You are a Gen Z and a browser who loves shopping. But how many times do you add something to your basket and then they go, you might also like this?
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, I get sucked in by the free delivery a lot because I'm like, if I add something to my basket and then it's like, oh, you could spend £5 more. And then,
yeah.
And that is what gets me a lot of the time. So it's not even a specific product. It's just like, oh, well, like,
no,
rather
I literally
than
did
spending
the same
£5
thing.
On delivery.
Yeah.
I could spend £10, get something physical for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally did the same thing yesterday. I was ordering stuff, literally ordering stuff yesterday. It wasn't even for me, it was for my dogs. But I was ordering like dog food and dog treats. And literally it was like a spend £12 and you can get free delivery. I was only spending like £12 on something.
Still,
went, still went in and did it, didn't I? Because I was like, oh, well, the delivery's £4.95. Like,
yeah, so
that's
gonna,
a big
so
expense.
So that's £7 difference.
Exactly.
And, like,
and I was like, I kind of needed
yeah.
it anyway. And that's the thing. If you're kind of like, oh, I kind of needed that. And then it goes, oh, add this to your cart. And
you're
it's probably
so
something
that
you've, it's something mm-hmm. that you've already kind of clicked on as
and
well.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
yeah. So it's like, oh, I was already thinking about that, but I took it out of my basket because it was too expensive. But actually, I'm saving, girl maths, I'm saving money.
Yeah. So I
think
that.
We all do it. Yeah. It works. It does
it
work.
It does work. We fall for it. And if we're falling for it and we're the ones doing it.
Yeah, we know.
We know it's good.
I think this is where I geek out, right? And I love geeking out on data and emails and everything, as you all know. And we'll hear a lot.
No.
But this week, and I think as quarter four sort of unwraps itself, the number one things that we look out for are Christmas ads, number one.
Yeah.
But also launching Christmas, like mm-hmm. number two. So you might see the advert on telly first and then they might launch online with their Christmas range.
Yeah.
So my experience this week, which I'm going to talk about.
Your advent calendar.
Is my advent calendar.
Just to note, we're filming this first week of September and she's bought an advent calendar.
So
I walked down to Tesco and the Christmas aisle is already like half full.
It's just crazy, isn't it? So Selfridges sent me an email on Monday at 11 a.m. Monday, 11 a.m., 1st of September. Right? I was not in the purchasing mood for Christmas. I was nowhere near needing an advent calendar. I'm the type of person that gets to the week before Advent starts. And I'm
oh my God.
I don't have a calendar.
I'm like, oh, it's the 2nd of December.
I need one.
Yeah. Yeah, no one has any left. Right.
Am I not getting one?
So I didn't need one. But what happened was, for me as a consumer, and I love Selfridges. I think they're the best of the best. Like, I love their windows when I go to London.
Oh, my God, incredible.
I think it is the epitome of Christmas.
Yeah.
As, like, a department store, it is just...
But last year, what happened is, and I'd already started that buying journey, right? Because last year I went online, it sold out. So that FOMO already started.
Instant.
And then all my friends were like, hey, did you see that Selfridges calendar sold out so quickly? And I was like, no, didn't even see it. So I've already had that like momentum building. So then Monday, 1st of September, 11 a.m., an email that is the simplest email I've ever received. Like, bear in mind, we design emails. That's what we do.
Yeah.
It was just an image and a buy now and a advent calendar launched. And I was like, sold.
I'm in.
So I went straight to the website and I had to queue.
Oh my God.
So I was like, with this Selfridges S just spinning around, waiting to get to the product page. So that is then creating more hype, more FOMO.
Yeah, you want it even more then.
I'm like, I want this.
You're like battling against so many other people.
You're like, I need to win.
I think there's a slight smugness as well.
Oh
you're
my
like,
God.
When you get it and you're like, I need this because so many other people aren't going to get it.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, at this point, I did not know the price point for this advent calendar. There was no price on the email.
I don't think I want to know.
There was no price on the email. There's no price in the queue. So I'm thinking.
But like, they know, don't they? That they
once
know.
You've waited, you're committed, aren't you?
Yeah. So then all day I'm there with this S, like tabbing over to it, tabbing back. It's still S-ing at me. And then it gets to like 5 p.m. and I'm like, I'm in.
Oh my God.
And I got in, and at that moment, I needed that advent calendar.
Yeah.
And I didn't need it, by the way. I totally didn't. Well, no,
but
it's
a reward. If you've been waiting that long,
right? So
treat yourself.
Then the advent calendar arrives, and I feel that brand love for I've wanted this for so long. I've waited for it, and it's here. So I think that goes into building that FOMO, building that hype, launching Christmas, whether it's the 1st of September or not. But also what it really does highlight is the power of email, but the power of timely, personalized and simple email as well, like not overcomplicating it. They, for all I know, they might have taken everybody who clicked on that product page last year and they might have just sent an early email to them, me.
Mm-hmm.
They might have taken all of their VIP customers that purchased that advent calendar last year and emailed them even before the 1st of September. We just don't know. But I think what's really clear is thinking about creating that hype, getting into the Christmas mode for quarter four, and just making sure when you go. Like, launch date for Christmas, bang. That is your number one window. And what we see works with brands a lot is when you launch Christmas, that is probably your best sales day because you're creating that hype and building that sort of FOMO, I guess. But just talking about tactics. So obviously we've started with that marketing plan. We've said start with last delivery date, go into offers. Yeah. Then we've obviously spoken about website, but I want to talk about like marketing tactics, but marketing tactics that deliver results. And when I say results, revenue.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a small brand, I'm a growing brand, I'm a startup, I'm an SME. budgets are really tight. We're going into quarter four, where do I start to get a return?
I don't want to say ads, but I kind of do, because okay. They are the one that we're kind of like, they're direct. You can actually see how much revenue you're getting from them. Like,
yeah,
I know that my love is organic social, and I know you can do so much with it at Christmas because you can make everything really homely and cozy and really sell that vibe.
Yeah.
But you can't say my social post made this much money, whereas ads you can.
I absolutely agree with ads, but I think if you're running ads, be really clear on the structure of those ads. I think, you know, thinking about your funnel, we talk about the funnel a lot, the marketing funnel. Think about, am I touching people at the right time in their journey? Like a discovery ad. So that's when Phoebe might create, you tell me, Phoebs, what would you create in a discovery ad? That's when people don't know the brand.
So it would be more, I am a sucker for carousel at the moment. Love carousel them. Ad. You can tell a lot more of the story about the brand. So for people that aren't aware of it, there's a lot more space to kind of tell the brand story and show off the products and show off what you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, discovery ads probably a bit more like your generic, not product specific, if that makes sense.
So more about the brand, the mission. This is what we, well, not so much this is what we sell, but this is our range.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. More this like a generalized product rather than specific items. Yeah. And
so I think paid ads are really important as long as you structure them. Whereas a conversion ad, i.e. middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, is where you're like I was in the Selfridges.
Yeah, it's like people know.
You're
like,
ready.
They
to
know
make
what
that
you're looking at.
Yeah, you know what they're looking at. You know that they're interested. Here's the product, buy it. So I think that's really important with ads. And I totally agree with you. Ads are really important as long as they're structured properly. Yeah. I talk about it all the time. I think when you have ads on, emails are absolutely vital.
I was going to say, I think all touch points go hand in hand.
Oh my God, so much.
It's like you can't really do one and not have any of the others.
Yeah.
Because it's all synonymous with each other. Like it doesn't really work. Like if you've got your ads on, but your email's not set up and your socials are dead.
Yeah.
It doesn't really show off to the best ability of like what you do.
And I think as well, what we see is, you know, I'm a founder of a food brand. I have maybe one person in my marketing team and I'm really, really short on time. Which way do I go first? Yeah. And absolutely ads and email needs to be that first point of call, especially in quarter four. Map out what that looks like for the next 3 months. What are those campaigns? Mm-hmm. Have you got automations uplifting that as well?
Yeah.
Have you got any form of database growth? I think that's something else that's really important in quarter four. And when I say that, I mean partnering with other brands.
Yeah, definitely.
Growing that database. But I think Phoebe is absolutely right. As a third part of that, fourth part of that is if your socials are dead and you've got ads on, people are going to go there and go, I'm not sure if this new brand that I've just discovered.
Is it legit?
Are they real?
Well, yeah, if you're scrolling on Instagram and you get an ad for something, if you went on their profile and there's nothing.
Oh, well, there's like four posts. You're a bit
Or like nothing since like January 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem. Well, it doesn't encourage you to buy because it doesn't give you any incentive that you're actually going to get what you're buying.
Yeah, or that's the problem. You don't trust it. And it's that having that. That's what we always say about organic social, though. It's like a trust platform that it builds your audience. It is that kind of like, it's like a community. Mm. And if I'm going to buy in, especially a new brand, and also I think a food brand as well, because you want to know that you're going to get something good and that other people are getting, like you could be taking a risk with a food product.
Your socials is where
you
can find the reviews and the UGC content and everyone that's sharing and loving the product.
Yeah.
And they're real time. People,
exactly. And you kind of, it gives you that, this is new. I'm not sure I'm going to like it, like this new food product that I'm trying or new brand, but this person loves it or this is how they've used it. And I feel like, I'm buying into a community, not just buying a product.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to make the difference of someone buying, I don't know, like a chutney from your direct store to going into like a farm shop or to Tesco and buying it there. Like that is such a considered purchase that you're buying one particular type of food from that brand's website. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you need to get into that mentality. What's going to get them to buy from you, not buy a competitor in a supermarket?
Yeah. And then that takes me into my next point that I was going to bring up is about there's so much noise in quarter four.
Yeah.
How, as a brand, do you stand out in an inbox, in a social feed? How do you stand out when people are scrolling late at night? Like, what tactics can you use to stand out? I'm looking at you, Phoebs.
I was going to say, one of the main things for me, I think, is just championing your brand and like your tone of voice and like how you speak to your community.
Be yourself.
That is so important to really push those brand values.
Because
I think with everything so saturated nowadays, I think it is really important that like the way that you can get through to your audience is just being real to your customers.
And tell the story. I think one thing that we see works really well, especially in the food and drink space, most food and drink brands always have the most wonderful story behind why they were set up, the product, why the product was created. And going into the busiest season, you should be like screaming that story everywhere.
And it's the one opportunity that I feel like you can actually get to know the founders and the brand, because you're not like, if you think of kind of mainstream Kellogg's, there's not an emotional like tie to where you're buying from.
I think
from
we've said this before, haven't
from.
We? Like, it is that emotional connection. And I was literally talking to one of my clients this week about her story, about how they started the business. I'm like, yeah, but people love that. Like, shout about that. Like, don't be embarrassed of it. Like, that's such a wholesome thing. And like, I was explaining why we've got one of those emails in the plan, because she said, but is that one going to make me money? And it's like, yes, you don't actually understand the power of telling why you started this business, why people want to buy into your business. And it's a really exciting thing to do.
Yeah. And again, something we see a lot is, you know, we work with founders. Majority of brands are founders and they're growing.
Yeah.
So that's when they then start to build out their teams, their operational teams, their marketing teams, whether that's us, whether that's internally. And it's always that balance of what they go, people don't want to hear from me. And we're like, no, they do.
They do. Yeah.
They seriously do.
And even like the team.
Yeah.
Like not even like a specifically like the owner, the founder.
Yeah.
It could
like,
be.
Get like, to know us vibes.
I think it's just like a general insight into how everything functions is really interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So tactics that work really well, paid ads, absolutely, as long as they're structured. Emails, make sure that you've got regular campaigns going. Also make sure that your automations are underpinning it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing we didn't talk about was championing like VIP customers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean in your email database, how
make
you
them
know,
feel very special.
Very special. Like take last year's data, have they purchased 5, 6, 7, 8 or more times? Or are they loyal to you over a set period of time? And if they are, launch Christmas to them first.
Yeah. Give them the exclusive order date.
Exactly like. That. I think one thing we haven't touched on for quarter four that we should absolutely touch on is Black Friday.
Oh my God.
So quarter four is also a massive sales period, not just because of Christmas, but because of Black Friday. So even if you aren't a seasonal brand and you aren't, you know, Christmas is a massive season because of gifting, Black Friday is a key shopping period in the e-commerce calendar. Yeah. And I think whatever product you sell in food and drink, Black Friday is huge. Now, again, there's a really fine balance of, you know, you don't want to join the Black Friday crew. You don't want
to. It's so controversial now, isn't it?
Like, in my mind, though, if you're not jumping onto it, then you're kind of letting the competitors win with the fact that, like,
yeah.
Well, a lot of the time now you see brands that aren't doing it making a statement about not doing it. So as much as they're not advertising themselves by being like, I'm doing an offer.
Yeah.
It's advertising themselves by being like, we're not doing
it's
an
like,
offer.
We're premium,
because of
we're luxury.
This.
Yeah.
It's a fine line. But now I think Black Friday's become so massive that there is a fine line between doing it right and just jumping on a bandwagon.
Yeah. And I think things that we've seen before are things like Green Friday. So instead of Black Friday, Green Friday, thinking about whether that's giving a percentage of sales to charity, whether that's giving, I don't know, a free jar of chutney with every order, whatever that might be. I think there are ways in which you can really capitalize on Black Friday and quarter four, but be creative with it.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, you need to just be like, oh, I have
here's
to
a massive discount. Yeah.
Like, be really creative with it. Your consumers will thank you for it. They will be more engaged in your brand. And Black Friday this year and Cyber Monday falls really late this year. Like, 2nd of December is Cyber Monday.
Is it actually? You can tell that I'm just doing it one month at a time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get to November.
Seriously late.
Wow, so that is...
Yeah, very so that's late. Going straight into that December
for last
period.
Minute Christmas shopping as well.
That is, yeah.
Oh, that's going to catch me.
I know it is. So all hands
that's,
on deck.
That's when I'm. That's when I'm doing my Christmas shopping.
So yeah. So I think as well as thinking about quarter four Christmas seasonality and gifting, it's thinking about if you aren't in that gift space and you sit in food and drink. Like I spoke to a juice company yesterday. You know, they aren't gift based, but actually for them, quarter four is still huge because it's still a massive shopping opportunity.
Yeah.
Thinking about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So yeah, quarter four, pretty big.
It's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Pretty big deal. And I think for us, so obviously we are a full service agency.
We are.
We sit in all of those different avenues. So whether that's design, whether that's ads, whether that's email, whether that's website development and design, whatever that piece is. We see and we focus on the results,
yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And we, again, we talk about this daily all together. I know we do. But results are so key because that's where you can then quantify the activity that you're doing.
Yeah.
That's where I personally love it when we've worked with brands for longer than a year because yeah. we can take that data from last year, we can really crunch it and
it's we exciting.
Can come back even better. And I think maybe that's why this year we're even more excited.
Because we've got some long-standing clients. You know,
we've got long-standing clients. We've got data from quarter four last year to yeah. back it up. We've
I was going to say, it's the trust
it.
You build, isn't
it? Like a
it,
competition with ourselves as yeah. well. Now we're like, how can we do better?
Yeah.
Never mind your brand. How can we make this
how can
win?
We
how can we win?
Yeah, literally. But I think that results piece absolutely speaks for itself. I
yeah.
think when you think about the revenue, which is what most brands will be looking at, and those growth, you know, percentages
yeah.
based mm-hmm. on quarter four, that's where our eyes are going to be for quarter four. If you aren't focusing on that and you're focusing on vanity metrics, and Laura will be looking at me like, they are not vanity.
No, they are. Yeah, I've said it. They are. I will
so,
say it.
Yeah. So when I say that, I mean social followers.
Yeah.
I mean engagement rates. All of those things are really important.
They
that's
help.
Not saying,
don't get me wrong. They are there. They have a place.
Yeah.
But it pains me to say that there is better
have
channels
I converted
for Q4.
You? I've converted you. Yes.
Sunk.
Yeah. But
leave.
I think, yeah, please leave. But I think just thinking about those results, the number one goal needs to be revenue-based.
Yeah.
Secondary to that, it needs to be
well, you don't want
to,
if your followers are going to increase by like 1,000, what's that actually going to get
yeah.
you?
Unless they're spending that much.
I know. So revenue, number one. Number two, I absolutely think it needs to be your email database
yeah.
and it needs to be the growth of that database. I think the other thing that we also should touch on is in quarter four, you have more eyeballs than ever. It is the best opportunity for you to grow things like your follower count,
yeah.
your email database, because everybody's out there.
Everyone's there.
Everybody
they're looking for
there.
Something new
yeah,
for
I think
Christmas.
It's, yeah, it's the one time of year where everybody is shopping.
And
yeah.
everyone wants something new. You want to beat the present you got for someone last year. You want to get something different because your dad's awkward
yeah.
to buy for.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
you're looking for those new brands. So this is the time.
Yeah. So grow your follower count, increase your database size, but number one, look at that revenue.
Look at it.
Look at it daily. Look at it hourly. If it's not working, if the tactics you are doing is not working, tweak it, change
yeah.
it, optimize
yeah.
it. Look at the data or give us a call because we'll definitely help you. We love quarter four.
yeah.
Nice little plug.
Just not in November.
Yeah, please don't call us. No,
no do. We won't turn you away, but like come in October instead. Go on.
And I think results for us, like last year, one of our best results was a 300% increase in revenue.
Incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who would not
Why
want
don't that? You want that?
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you think about your food and drink business, it could be split into that sort of consumer space, so D2C space. You could also sit in that trade and wholesale space.
Yeah.
If I was to say to a client tomorrow, you know, you could potentially get a 300% increase in the next 3 months. Would you want that? Yes.
Yes, I think I would.
Yeah. And I think
I'm not sure.
Yeah, lots of parameters go into that. We've talked about them, websites, email
yeah.
size, you know, all of those things that we know. But if you do it right, quarter four is the time to shine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think our piece of advice is do it, plan ahead and make
Be
sure
prepared.
That you know what you're doing from September, October through to December. Get the last delivery date in there.
Yes.
Really, really important. And also don't go into quarter four blind.
Like, no.
Don't just think it's going to happen.
It'll yeah. just work. It's fine.
Yeah,
people want to shop my product.
Yeah, that's not a thing. So I think
from our perspective, the only thing left to say is, I am so excited.
Happy Q4.
Yeah, happy Q4. Happy Q4.
We don't say happy Christmas in this team.
No, we don't. That's not a thing.
We don't celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Q4.
Actually, that might go into really nicely, which I'm just going to go into. I have put together for my wonderful team a Q4 survival kit.
And we still don't know what this is.
They don't know what it is.
Bomb drop.
They don't know what's in it. And I'm not going to tell you too much info
I'm
just yet.
I'm very intrigued.
Me too.
But it's just to keep us going in Q4. Because I'm
imagining just endless bags of coffee then, right?
I would not complain.
An IV drip of caffeine, that is all it is.
It is so much better than that. You are literally going to love it. I actually might put it on stories and do everything with it when you get it, because you're going to love it. I know. And see, what am I doing now? I'm creating.
Oh my God.
And we're not even buying from you.
Sign me up to the email.
Love it. Literally love it. And then I guess the only other thing to say is, so we have our food marketing club.
Yeah.
We work really hard with all of the resources that we put into the food marketing club. And going into Q4, if you are at a point where you can't get support for your marketing,
there is so much in there.
Yeah, there's so much in
there. September is the Q4 content month.
There you go, Laura. So
little dig.
£57 a month. And it is where you can take all of our knowledge, all of our assets, and you can DIY your own marketing. So take our knowledge, take our resources and go and do it. Just give me a little bit about what those assets look like.
So on our rule, it's normally we have a blog, a nice little downloadable resource, one or two of them, and a lovely webinar that's either hosted by Kate or myself. The Q4 one is hosted by Kate because she is, as you can tell, the absolute expert. But yeah, it's a really nice little kind of little toolkit, and it give you, it's kind of like a calming guide that it'll kind of give you like a, it's not that overwhelming. We've broken it down.
Here's
it's a nice little kind of step by step.
Good. Cool. So £57 a month. If you're not signed up, you seriously are missing out. And exactly like Laura says, so I do some a monthly live training in there where we go through a different topic. This month is obviously Q4 because it's September and you should have your plans ready. So go and check out the Food Marketing Club.
Yeah.
And I think that's Q4 rounded up.
We're in January at this point, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we've done it already, haven't we?
January, here we come.
I know. That's it. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Like, share,
oh yeah, like,
follow,
share, subscribe, and stay tuned for the next one.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.